And welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbin here with you once again today. Time now for another morning interview. Normally, we'd be talking to Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson, but today, in her stead, we have Larry Markevich here today with us. Larry, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you, Connor?
I'm doing just fine. So, for the people at home, kind of maybe describe what you do as, again, you're not normally who stops by, but we're here to talk about someone important.
Oh, sure. Well, thanks. I'm definitely not important, but I enjoy what I do here in Independence, up in Independence, Kansas. I teach music, full-time professor, and I do basically all the ensembles now. So I conduct the orchestra, the wind ensemble, the athletic band, the jazz band, and the choirs. And the jazz band has really grown quite a bit over the past 4 years since I started here. And we decided to put together this New Year's Eve gala this Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And so tell me a little bit about this gala, because I know I've kind of heard about it. We've heard about it for the last couple of weeks or so, but it should be a pretty big shindig coming up here on Friday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So it's going to be held at the Booth Hotel, which is right in the middle of downtown Independence, in the big ballroom. If you've never been in the Booth Hotel, it's a wonderful building. It's 110 years old, and the ballroom looks just like the old ballrooms you'd see in the 1920s, 30s, 40s. So the idea is to play the old-fashioned New Year's Eve music. Before there was Dick Clark or Ryan Seacrest, there was a guy named Guy Lombardo, and his big band played live on New Year's Eve for about 50 years. And I'm trying to recreate that. So we're playing music from the Glenn Miller book, the Count Basie book, the Dorsey book. But we're also playing tunes from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. So we'll be doing an arrangement of Hot, Hot, Hot and all sorts of fun stuff. So almost like you're at a wedding. We're going to have a light fare of dinner, actually an $850 charcuterie board. I can't wait to see the size of that. We have a champagne toast, all for only $20. And the band will play four sets.
All right, so $20. Now, does that get you just one person, or how much does $20 get you?
$20 is per person.
Okay.
People have been asking, can people under 21, such as children, come? And we said yes. It's more like a banquet atmosphere, like at a wedding. It's not going to be a crazy party. But there is a bar. People can purchase alcohol, but any age group can come. And $20 gets you dancing, food, and a champagne toast.
Absolutely. And so, again, this New Year's Eve gala coming up here at the end of the week, like Larry said, all kinds of music here, but not the music you may traditionally know. So going to be a nice variety there, and maybe you're going to hear something you've never heard before.
Exactly, and I've noticed that a lot of younger folks, well, I'm in my 50s now, so I guess I can say that, a lot of younger folks really listen to the old big band music. They know who Glenn Miller is, who Frank Sinatra was, and we're trying to recreate that atmosphere for people who may have never had a chance to dance to that music live.
Absolutely, and so, of course, before I let you go here, let's talk a little bit about the band program itself, while I have you in here. Let's talk about what's coming up in 2022. I always like to give people an opportunity to just kind of talk about whatever they may feel like they want to talk about. So what's coming up with the band program?
Oh, well, thanks. Program? Well, the program is booming. I started with only 5 students in 2018. We're now up to 18 scholarship students. I'm signing a student a week on average right now. And we have full slate of concerts. We have a guest soloist coming in from New York City in March. The orchestra will do the first concert of the year in February. Then we'll have the concert band in March and May. Jazz band will be playing at least 2 gigs. The choir is doing at least 1 concert. And we have a musical. So it's going to be a busy, busy spring.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, of course, I'm excited to see where y'all go there. As a former band kid myself, it's always great to see music programs in the area flourishing like the ICC's has. So, Larry, thank you so much for stopping by, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk some more throughout the new year.
Thanks, Connor. One question. What did you play in band?
I played French horn.
Nice.
Not very well, but I played French horn, but I did enjoy it. So
great.
It was a good time. But anyway, thank you so much, Larry, for stopping by here today. So we're going to take ourselves another break. We'll come back. We'll have Fox News at about 8:30 or so, and then, we'll have Open Line eventually here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll be back in just a moment, again, here on KGGF.